program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been nice having you follow us this week. We've devoted the entire week to this theme to bring out truths on hard sayings of the Gentle Master. We're still talking about that today and perhaps next week some. I invite you to Matthew chapter 19, verses 22, or rather 23 through 26 at this time. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. This scripture follows the account of the rich young ruler who came to Jesus, but went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus knew that material things controlled this man's life. He put him to the ultimate test, and this man failed. With a person's material possessions or anything else, when we come to God, it's an either-or proposition. God must be Lord of all in our lives, or he is not Lord at all. He must have first place or no place. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. All are not called upon to sell all that they have and give it to the poor like the rich young ruler. Jesus knew where this man's spiritual problem was. But all must be rich toward God. According to Luke chapter 12, verse 20 and 21, we read, But God said unto him, the rich farmer, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Jesus must be the Lord of all in our lives, the Lord of our riches. One has a problem and a potential problem in riches. I know the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after it, they have erred from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Yes, Jesus made it plain how that you can't enter the kingdom of heaven as a rich man, but must become poor before him, poor in spirit, and put what you are and have at his disposal. Then, with God, all things are possible. This was a hard saying to the disciples of Jesus, for they were conditioned to think just like the rest of the Jews. To them, wealth was evidence of God's special favor. If the wealthy weren't saved, well, who would be saved then? But that's not necessarily the case. And a lot of false teachers today who are covetous and who make materialism their God need to realize this. This is a hard saying to them, regardless how they may talk about it. And it's a hard saying as well to the person who is engaged in the materialistic rat race. That is why he is living. He is so busy with material things that he has no time for God. And if his material things were taken away, like the rich young ruler, he would go away sorrowful, as he cannot come to God without first humbling himself. Yes, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In this story of the rich young ruler and what Jesus had to say about it, his disciples confronted a hard saying. Let's learn a lesson from it. Thank you for listening this week.